This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The last weekend before Christmas starts today. Hopefully you got all your presents. Hopefully you got everything all set up. If not, don't worry about it. Just listen to This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, December 17th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, it is Underdog Day today, a day to root for the underdog. No, it's not about that cartoon guy, Underdog. No, it is about all underdogs. You know, root for them, like we did in the movie Rocky. Although I'm not really sure why we always rooted for Rocky. It was like he was an underdog, but come on. He was massive. He was huge. He was a good fighter. He knew what he was doing. But we did. We rooted for him in all, 17, 18 movies? I don't know how many there are. But that reminds me, because when you talk about underdogs, we got to bring up the list of some of the greatest underdog movies of all time. Well, Ranked did a list, and I'm going to link to it in the description so you can review the whole list. But some of the highlights here, Remember the Titans is on the list. Cool Runnings. Rocky, of course, is on the list. Moneyball. Now, that one is good. If you haven't checked out that movie, I love that movie. The Karate Kid is on there as well. He was a true underdog in the first one. In the second one, it was okay. Didn't quite get the vibe on that one. But yeah, Karate Kid 1, underdog. It's hard, I guess, to be an underdog in a sequel. Because it's like, you got to be an underdog again. And we've already seen you win. And now we've got to feel like you can't win. And then, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, National Underdog Day today. It's Wright Brothers Day today as well. Wright Brothers Day is a national observation. Yeah, like this is a real thing. Like it's big. U.S. Is behind this one. I don't know. I don't know why they like what they have to do. I think, you know, the Senate has to vote on it and agree that today is the Wright Brothers Day. So, hey, good job, Senate. You agreed on something. Let's celebrate that as well. But yeah, why is it today? Well, it commemorates the first successful flight in the heavier-than-air mechanically propelled airplane, the Wright Flyer. Yeah, that was made, of course, by Orville and Wilbur Wright on December 17th, 1903, near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It is also National Maple Syrup Day. The Senate didn't vote on this one, but it's happening anyway. And I think they would all agree that syrup is amazing, right? Syrup is awesome. The fastest time to drink syrup, a whole bottle of syrup. Yeah, there's a record for that, believe it or not. And the person lived. Yeah, 10.84 seconds. Yeah, Kevin, they call him LA's Beast. He got the record, actually, though, in New York on May 12th of 2017. Nobody has been able to defeat that record. And I don't know why they would want to. Drinking a bottle of maple syrup, probably not the best idea for you. Okay, another thing that's probably not the best for you is Ugly Sweater Day. Yeah, today is Ugly Sweater Day. So throw on your ugly sweater. And now, here's the thing. I feel like this started and it's gone a completely different direction, right? Like, ugly sweaters, well, they existed on, there was this show, Amazing Discoveries. It was like an infomercial back in the 90s. The host was named Mike Levy. Now that, my friends, was ugly sweaters. That was not cool. Like, those sweaters were actually legitimately ugly. The sweaters that we do now, they're more like funny, right? You've got like weird stuff on it. You've got a, I don't know, a big, huge Santa thing. I've seen socks sewed on to them. Like, whatever. It's funny sweaters, not uglies. Go check out Mike Levy. Those are some awful sweaters. All right, what is going on this weekend? Yeah, it's Friday, and we don't do a show on the weekend, so we got to tell you what's going on. Well, it is National Wreaths Across America Day on Saturday. So what do they do? Well, they will be laying wreaths and having wreath-laying ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, as well as more than 2,500 additional locations throughout the United States. There's a link in the description so you can learn more about this one and hopefully participate. Okay, Saturday is also Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day. I remember last year I was like, wait, what? How does he answer the phone? I don't get why this is a thing, but okay, whatever. National Roast Suckling Pig Day. Now that, I can see why that's a thing, right? You know, the pig there, the whole pig with the apple thing, and okay, I'll take that day. National Twin Day as well on Saturday. On Sunday, National Oatmeal Muffin Day. National Hard Candy Day as well. Now, I'm going to let you go ahead and combine those two. Because imagine an oatmeal muffin with hard candy. Actually, that sounds like a choking hazard. Maybe don't do that. Although it could be good. I don't know. If you try it, let me know. Just don't sue me if you try it and you kill yourself. I guess you can't sue me if you kill yourself. Have somebody else let me know that it didn't work out. Saturday, we've got some birthdays, of course, right? Keith Richards turning 78. Yeah, that's it. Huh. You know, there's jokes about the Rolling Stones getting old. Much like this. Never get old. Bridget Mendler is 29. Ashley Benson, 32. On Sunday... Oh, wait. You know what? I gotta throw in Billie Eilish. She turns 20 on Saturday as well. Did a fantastic job hosting Saturday Night Live last week. Okay, Sunday, we've got Chris Angel. And then 54. Alyssa Milano is 49. Jake Gyllenhaal, 41. And Ronan Farrow, 34. That is your look at the weekend. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history, and we will start in 1892. Yeah, the magazine Vogue was first published. Now, it would cost you just 10 cents back then. This thing is like one of the thickest magazines ever. this thing is huge. So I don't think it was that big back then. But yeah, it just cost you 10 cents back then. The first photo on the cover, though, didn't happen until 1932. Prior to that, they just did illustrations on the cover. Now each magazine has about 400 images each on average. The biggest Vogue magazine was over 900 pages. Can you believe that? That's a big magazine, right? Yeah. Okay, well, they actually got purchased by Condé Nast way back in 1905. And at that point, they took it from a weekly to a bi-weekly, and then it went to monthly in 1970. Now, there's been plenty of women on the cover, but the first man, who was the first man on the cover? Well, that was Richard Gere. He actually posed with his wife, Cindy Crawford, and that was back in November of 1992. I think that cover actually lasted longer than their marriage. In 1957, on this day, the United States launched the first Atlas intercontinental ballistic missile from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Yeah, that tongue twister, right? Cape Canaveral has become a playground at this point for various space companies. It's kind of interesting. I searched it up on Google Maps, Google Earth, actually, and then kind of zoomed in to see all of the various space companies essentially represented there, like right on the campus there. So it's kind of interesting to see that. In fact, actually, just last week, Elon's SpaceX started construction on some land that he's been leasing from NASA. The Starship launch pad could be one that someday will launch missions to Mars. Yeah, that's it's starting to become a thing. So is space travel. Okay, so I mentioned the other day that we launched the new Learning More this week. Well, one of our past Learning More episodes talked about space travel, and it was cool to learn about this. The person that I talked to actually grew up right near Cape Canaveral and could actually see some of the shuttle launches specifically while she was working at Disneyland, or, well, Disney World. How cool is that? Yeah. Check out that episode. There's a link to Learning More in the podcast description. Hey, I want to tell you, in January, we got something new coming to the podcast. Each and every day, we are going to suggest a different podcast for you to listen to. I've found a bunch that I want to promote and then I want to let you guys know about. But if you've got something, let me know. Just reach out to me on Twitter or send me an email or do whatever you can to reach out to me to let me know one of your favorite podcasts that you would like to represent on this show. It's kind of like fighting for the underdog. See, National Underdog Day. It all works out. Sarah Paulson is 47 today. Mila Jovanovic is 46. Chelsea Manning, 34. And Nate Wolf is 27. That is your look at December 17th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to suggest anything, go check out our newly redesigned website at thisistodaypodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and I'll talk to you on Monday.